Just a reminder that the Roadshow starts next week. It's summer tour around Britain. More than 1 million people will see it. More than 17 million people will hear it. And our tune takes a summer break. It'll be back in September, on September the 2nd. This one comes from the Midlands. And it's an extraordinary story because it's the doubling up of, I guess, a story that you hear a great deal more about these days now that the word cancer has become acceptable and certainly discussable. And then when you complicate it with a personal relationship, well, this is what happened in at least one case. This fella met Siri in March of 1984. She was tall, very attractive. In fact, to him, she was a vision. They were instantly attracted to each other. Their relationship blossomed, and as time passed, they become totally inseparable. Well, he asked her parents for permission to get engaged in 1985, and they seemed to be set for life when the parents said yes. 1986 came, lots of hard work and saving, and then they bought their house in the March of that year. Though the troubles started almost immediately afterwards. His health started to deteriorate, slowly at first, just felt like a cold, like a flu, like being a bit run down. They got married in August. It was a wonderful day. Siri was stunning. They had a fabulous wedding, attended by lots of friends, and it looked like being the boat pushed out for a good relationship for the future. All the time, though, he was getting worse, severe pains in his back and then in his chest. And those pains became so severe that he had to stop work in September. The doctors reckoned that it was psychosomatic, that there was nothing actually physically wrong with him. All it was the pressure of marriage, a new relationship, the worries. Siri, of course, wasn't used to seeing him like that. He started to look like a wreck, losing weight. And I suppose at that time she didn't have an awfully high opinion of him, mainly because she thought it was psychosomatic and tended to feel that he should pull himself together. But it was obvious something else was happening because by Christmas of that year, he'd lost 3 stone in weight. He actually felt at one point as though he was dying. On January the 2nd of 1987, when it was obvious that there was something seriously wrong, he was admitted to a local hospital for tests and was diagnosed as having cancer. Now, the cancer was everywhere. His feelings had been right. He was dying, although he didn't know it at the time. Subsequently, he learned that Siri and his mother were taken to a side room and given the news. He was in such a serious state that nothing could be done. The cancer was inoperable. He had 4 weeks to live, at most. In fact, at that moment, the shock was so intense that Siri replied, "He can't die. We've only just got married." I don't think anyone could take in just how serious it was. He, of course, didn't know. His mother is a nurse, and she had some friends and asked if he could be transferred to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham for chemotherapy. Now, his mother's made of stern stuff, and that happened. What followed was a nightmare. He endured the drugs and the sickness while Siri and his family had to sit and watch and wait for any signs of improvement. Siri visited him every day without fail. She was an absolute angel. The sickness and the drugs made him very unreasonable and difficult to live with. But still, she went to see him. After 6 months of chemotherapy, after a lot of major surgery, he was given the all clear. An amazing recovery by any standards. And there he was. Back from the brink, but weighing 5.5 stone. Very shocked. Finding the idea of being alive difficult to cope with, let alone the idea of carrying on with a life. He went home, and of course the relationship, which had never been terribly strong because they hadn't had time really to get to know each other as a married couple, the relationship suffered terribly. It never recovered from the shock. Things got worse for them. The next 12 months saw some family disasters, the deaths of all 4 of their grandparents, and then the breakup of his parents' marriage. He started a hobby to help him get over the pain, and he still felt a great deal of physical and emotional pain. And in his selfishness, he became obsessive about the hobby, and he neglected Siri. In December 3 years ago, once again, he was diagnosed with cancer. That was cleared quickly, and although Siri stood by him, instead of maybe turning to her, he turned to his hobby once again. It helped him come to terms with his problems. Almost inevitably, because he couldn't find the wherewithal to communicate with his wife, they split in June of 1989. It was mutual at first. Siri changed her mind a couple of times and said, well, let's try again. And stupidly, he distanced himself, thinking that better times were around the corner. There were plenty more fish on the sea. He met someone else, tried to settle down with that person, and many times he tried to end that relationship and go back to Siri. Each time he did, he'd build up her hopes because she was waiting for him. I guess it was fear of rejection. It's easy to say that. A lot of upset. A concern in the end that he might end up totally on his own. And in the process, he says himself in his letter that he broke her heart, felt terribly selfish about it, but did very little about it. The girl who he was living with left for someone else, and what he'd always dreaded happened. He had nobody and nothing. And that's the story, up to date. He's been on his own now for a couple of months. He's 29. Really, he's got the world at his feet. He's one of the few lucky ones who survived a dreadful spread of cancer throughout his body. His prospects are good, but of course, there's a big hole in his heart and in his life. It's been there for 2 years. He now knows that Siri is the only person who could fill the gap. He knows in his heart that after all they went through, there is still hope. He also tends to be a bit of a fatalist. He wasn't meant to die. And the reason he wasn't meant to die, he believes, is there was something in the future waiting for him and for Siri. Whether they'll find it or not is the matter. And whether they'll be together is also the matter of this hour tune. She's 25 this year, still single. He just feels there's one leap he can make to demonstrate to her that after all that he's done, after all they've been through, he can still give her a good life.